All right. Eddie Monaghan joins us. Gary Hughes is here. It's been a great afternoon at the Public House. We had the Marty Lurie bingo game, and we're going to do the raffle very shortly here. And also, at 4 o'clock, Richard Rossi is going to join us right around then. He is the producer, director of a new movie coming out on Roberto Clemente. Did you know that? It's called Clemente 21. I got to watch the DVD of it last night. Terrific movie. Obviously, you both know Clemente. Some of your thoughts about Clemente as a man and a player. Eddie, you go first.
He was gone when I started in the National League, but, I mean, to watch him play, and, you know, I just have those plays in the World Series, you know, the arm he had. Oh, my gosh. I mean, just – and he just ran wild on the bases. He just – what a great player.
Yeah, you look at Puig, but Puig is so undisciplined. Clemente was – but Clemente owned the field.
Yeah.
He owned the field.
Yeah, and just a bad ball hitter can hit to all fields and – you know, it's he was fun to watch.
He's a great scouting story too. They were trying to hide him out, and Howie Haake saw him playing, I think, in an instructional league or something, and they left him available for the Rule 5 draft, and the Dodgers lost him to.
Here's the deal, the Dodgers signed him, and they put him in Montreal, and they told, I forget, it was Clay Hopper, Clay Bryant, someone was the manager, one of the Clays down there. And they said, this is 1954, because Alston is now with the Brooklyn Dodgers. They said, don't play him. Do not play this guy under any circumstances. They played him like two or three games. Howie Haake, the legendary scout, sees him. And, of course, Branch Rickey is the architect of the Pirates at this point, and he knows all the Dodgers system. And he knew of Clemente, and he goes out and gets Clemente. Now, in the movie, Clemente kind of agrees to be drafted by the Pirates. And Howie Haake convinces him that it's okay to be drafted by the Pirates, and then they go out and get him, because Clemente was a very strong-willed person. And he said, Pittsburgh, I don't want to go to Pittsburgh, and they convinced him that he'd play in Pittsburgh, and they got him in the Rule 5 draft.
He wouldn't have had any choice anyhow. They could have drafted him.
That's correct. But he was a very strong-willed man, very honorable, honest, religious, and it's a good movie. It's coming out, Clemente 21. We did a show last week on baseball movies. What would you like to see as your next baseball movie? And a lot of people picked Clemente, and all of a sudden, someone put me together with the director, and they sent me the DVD, and he's going to be on the show later today.
That'd be a good story. And just the way he died, you know, going to, you know, just doing something for somebody else and, you know, tragic.
They've got a beautiful complex down there, the Roberto Clemente complex. I've been there many times, and what they've done down there is amazing. And he's revered, obviously, on that island.
And when you see it in the movie, you realize those kinds of things. The kind of man he was, the Managua going there to Nicaragua in the earthquake when he perished, and the plane was probably overloaded. The plane was not qualified to do it. And, of course, the Academy and Vera Clemente, his wife, and has let that live on with his son and all that. So it's a great story, and it's going to come out in December. The DVD sales, I think, are number one on Amazon right now. So Richard Rossi will come on with us at 4 o'clock or so. But we're having a good time out here. The place is jumping now. We got another bachelorette party here. Eddie Monaghan has brought in more bachelorettes. However, the question was asked on the show today, and you were here last night. You saw Petit's game. First of all, what do you think of it? And then as an umpire, do you get caught up in this thing?
Well, you know, first off, the night before was such a drag. And the fans were out of it. It's so much fun when you come out to this ballpark and the fans are into it. And last night was exciting. And, you know, listening to who was it after the game talking about Pence, talking about the game, he says every game, whether you're out of it or not, you come to the game, you're always going to see something new. And last night, if you were lucky enough to be at this ballpark, I mean, that was very exciting.
Oh, yeah. You know, he asked, I wondered about Cuzzy. How about...
Well, you know, it's funny because I called Cuzzy after because Kruko gave him a nice compliment. You know, he says, you know, Cuzzy was brilliant. You know, he didn't expand the strike zone. He stayed within the strike zone the whole night. Had a terrific ball game. And when I talked to Cuz, I said, nice going. Worked a great ball game. He says, you know, I didn't realize the guy was throwing a no-hitter until the eighth. And then I looked up and I'm thinking, geez, did anybody get on base? This guy's throwing a perfect game. So
really?
As an umpire, you get focused and you're into a game. But when you do realize, it's like, because I said, I called a strike and the fans, it was like being in the Naked Gun, Leslie Nielsen. You know, all the fans applauded. You know, so, but Yeah, you get caught up in it. It's exciting. It's a lot of pressure, though. I mean, it's like, don't make a mistake. You don't want to make a mistake going either way. You don't want to call a strike when it's a ball, and you don't want to ball it when it's a strike. You got to really stay focused and, you know, be solid in that strike zone.
But, well, this is in baseball history. This is coming out of the Babe Pinelli story I tell, and then your old pal Bruce Fremming with Milt Pappas.
Yeah, Pappas hasn't forgot that.
Never. 26 up, but you know, Milt Pappas for the Cubs at that point, and Larry Stahl. San Diego Padres was up, and it was a 3-2 pitch to him, and Bruce Fremming called it ball four, and that was the perfect game, and Pappas got the no-hitter because he got the next out. But it comes about. I mean, it does come about. I think as an umpire, I mean, you always want to do exactly what's right, but boy, if it's close,
I told him up. I told you what Bruce said, and he said after the ball game when he was interviewed on that game, he said, Bruce, you know, the writers were interviewing me, could have had a perfect game there, you know, could have been famous. Bruce said, who's the last umpire to work a perfect game? The writers stalled. They didn't know what to say. Bruce goes, well, that's how famous I would have been.
All right.
But it's exciting, though.
It is.
Marty, this is fun sitting with Gary. Now, did you know...
Go ahead.
Did you know that my dad started Gary out? My dad gave him his first job
really?
In baseball.
That's Eddie Montague Sr., who, of course, signed the great Willie Mays as well. Really?
Exactly, yeah.
So it's,
worked for him for 5 years here at the Giants, and... it was a great time. His dad and a guy named Dutch Anderson, and those were great times. And I'll let you ask to throw an umpiring thing at you. How about that? What's the FP on the shoulders now?
Well, it's funny because last night I went up. I got the FP. It's for Frank Pulley, who just passed away. Frank was a great umpire, great partner, and so the umpires are now wearing FP on the sleeve. But right when I got into the press box last night, because I gave one to Krupp. And I called F.P. Santangelo right away. I said, don't let your head get too big. That F.P. the umpires are wearing are not for you. But he knew it right away. And he said he called Frank Pulley F.P. He says he was the only guy that let him call him F.P.
That's perfect. Frank was the first umpire in the first Marlin game. I told you this the other night.
Yeah.
And Charlie Huff threw a knuckleball that sailed outside, and Frank called it a strike. I think he wanted to give Charlie the first strike in the history of the
game. Absolutely. You're looking for that first strike. You don't want to ball the first pitch.
That's the way it should be.
Yeah.
There's a romance to baseball. Ring them up.
It's like, well, you're umpiring. You want that first pitch of the game to be a strike.
That's right.
I mean, it's a strike until proven a ball. That's what I always say.
Because he was good. He was good.
Yeah, yeah.
He's had some trouble here, you know.
But he's really done a great job, and he's this year, and... I thought he just worked a real solid ball game last night and was focused throughout the game, even though he didn't know what was going on about the no-hitter. But, that's part of umpiring.
The Leslie Nielsen reference is pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good. That's exciting. It was exciting last
night.
Hey, Gary, Eddie, thanks for coming by. We're going to do our raffle now. And you missed the Marty Lurie bingo, Ed. But I'll sign a couple of cards for you.
I'm not real good at bingo.
I'm going to sign a couple of cards for you.
Okay.
All right. More coming up right here.